Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The empirical medical results from multiple tests are in, and the verdict is clear. Anger wrecks your health. People who are often angry are weakening their hearts, their immune systems, and making themselves prone to disease. How do we handle anger? That's what the issue is. That's what Jesus is talking about. How do you handle anger? Because all of us have plenty of it. Not just those of us who shout, also those who whisper. How do you handle it?
The truth is, anger can be deadly, especially when it's hidden and unresolved. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. In the first century, Jesus warned the crowds about their angry hearts, and his words transcend that ancient setting and speak to us right now. Proven truth about how to cool down when you're hot under the collar is next, when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young continues after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. To thank you for your gift to help The Winning Walk end the year strong, Dr. Young wants to send you a special CD series called Overcoming Pain in Your Life. In these 7 insightful messages, he shares proven truth about how painful emotions like anxiety, depression, loneliness, jealousy, and anger can actually draw you closer to God. And this important resource is our gift to thank you for your donation to help keep this Winning Walk broadcast sharing God's proven truth on this station. So call now with your donation and request your copy at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young with more proven truth about letting go of anger and part 2 of his message, anger management.
Your body is doing terrible things in response to your anger, and literally this can kill you. Anger kills. The empirical, notice that word, the empirical medical results from multiple tests are in, and the verdict is clear. Anger wrecks your health. People who are often angry are weakening their hearts, their immune systems, and making themselves prone to disease. Listen to this. The hormones that flood your body during anger cause platelets circulating in the blood to become sticky. That enables them to cling to damaged areas on the artery lining where they clump and release chemicals thought to further stimulate the growth of plaque, leading to arteriosclerosis. All right? They stimulate fat cells to empty into the bloodstream to provide quick energy source. When the fat isn't burned, it is converted into cholesterol, making more cholesterol available to be incorporated into plaque. You like that? It gets worse. Anger also, called they appear to suppress the immune system, making us more susceptible to disease. I mean, you go on and on. If you want plaque in your arteries, if you want to have an immune system that is running sort of halfway, just let anger be a part of your lifestyle. Now, by the way, let me tell you something about anger. First of all, we are not angry when we are appreciated, when people listen to us, when we have a lot of right relationships going on. Nobody's angry in that kind of climate, are they? But we get angry when no one pays any attention to us, when we feel like we've been left out, when we feel like we've been put down, and we have a relationship or two that is broken and we don't know how to fix it. Now, anger doesn't just come with type A personalities. Some of the angriest people on the planet are very calm externally and very placid and easygoing and almost have a sweetness about them that disguises all of their built-in anger. You see, anger comes, you can't stereotype anger. You can't say there's a choleric personality, and there's a phlegmatic personality, and this person's angry, that person. We think anger is just someone who slams the door or honks the horn or shouts or gets red-faced or breaks out in profanity. Oh, no, you can't stereotype anger. Anger is like, Howard Johnson's ice cream, different flavors. They came out in 1925 with 27 different flavors. And now Baskin-Robbins came out in with 31 different flavors. So you can't say, well, she can't possibly be angry and he is angry. You can't judge it on the basis of personality. Now, let me give you three personality types that have anger within them. First of all, there's the Rodney Dangerfield type. Rodney is the comedian who always says, I don't get no respect. In other words, he's saying people do not appreciate what he is worth. Do you ever get mad about that? You work harder than anybody, but the boss just doesn't ever come by and say, it's a good job, Bill. Man, you look after the kids all day long. Your husband comes in, he's give out and exhausted. He never does says, man, I don't see how you get through this. You see, we feel like we are worth a great deal and we're not getting all the input that we need, and our self-worth, our personality, our identity is being attacked. I don't get no respect, says Rodney. And when we feel we do not get respect, our worth is on the line. How we think others see us, and even how we see ourselves. As a result of that, we get angry. Right? Then there's the Tommy Smothers type of anger. Remember the Smothers, Tom and Dick Smothers, that Tommy would always say, Mom liked you better than me, or Mom liked you best. Remember that? This is the idea that he was saying, I had my needs met, but you didn't have your needs met. Dick, she met all your needs. She didn't meet my needs. And a lot of us are just overflowing with needs. And when I don't feel like my needs are being met, I get mad. I get angry. We express it in a multifaceted kind of way. My needs aren't being met. By the way, the Bible talks about meeting needs. It's all the one another passages. Love one another. Encourage one another. Listen to one another. There's a whole stream of one another passages. We are, as Christians, to be in the business of meeting the needs of others, but sometimes we feel our basic needs are not being met. Say, what about me? And when our needs, we feel, are not being met, whatever form they may take, we get upset, we get mad. Now, the Bible says something very clearly here. It says something about our needs and how our needs can be met very clearly. Look at, if you would, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It's saying, when I don't feel like my needs are being met, I have to remember that God will supply all my basic needs according to his riches and glory. He has the supply to do it, because I'm a man or you're a woman. We are in Christ. So we get mad when our needs aren't met. Mom liked you better than she liked me. Your needs were met by Mom, but my needs were not met, and my needs still aren't being met. This leads to anger. The other kind of anger is what I call the Joseph McCarthy anger. Remember Senator Joseph McCarthy? Have you read about him? He was the communist finder. He had those Senate hearings, and he'd bring in all kinds of people, and he would accuse them of being communist, and he had everybody under the sun labeled as a communist. Now, I agree with Senator McCarthy. That was a moment in our history we needed to identify communists, and we had a disproportionate number in our country. But McCarthy, with his commitment and with his compassion and with his hard line, he did more harm to the anti-communist feeling than good. Now, what am I saying? We can be so committed to one issue or two issues that we get mad about it all the time. I know one issue people, and they're mad all the time.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And today's message, anger management. Be sure to visit our new website to catch up on messages in this series you may have missed at winningwalk.org. You'll find this month's series called The Best of The Winning Walk, Volumes 1 and 2, and other resources to give you a fresh new perspective on your relationship with God. Again, that's winningwalk.org. And while there, sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And then follow us on Twitter at Winning Walk. Again, on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now, here's a preview of the teaching just ahead.
We can blame anger on other people. We can blame it on wives and husbands and children and environment and bad luck and the world and the times in which we live and mama and daddy and a friend. We can blame anger on all things in the world, but most of the things that happen to us or don't happen to us that lead us to be angry individuals are because we made poisonous choices.
More proven truth about letting go of anger is next when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young continues after this break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember, Dr. Young wants to send you a special CD series called Overcoming Pain in Your Life to thank you for your financial support to help The Winning Walk end the year strong. In these 7 insightful messages, he shares proven truth about overcoming painful emotions like loneliness, anxiety, and depression. Find out how difficult feelings like these can actually draw you closer to God. Find out when you call with your donation and request your copy of Overcoming Pain in Your Life. Call today 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's Dr. Young with more proven truth about letting go of anger.
They're mad all of them because we're not as mad as they are. We're not as committed as they are. Now, they are right. I know someone that just hates the entertainment industry. Every time I see him, boy, can you believe how they're hurting our world? I mean, this is a song that you get around them. That's what you hear. Now, they are right. I agree with them. But this passion, this commitment has made them obnoxious. And it's negated any effectiveness they would have. Now, there is a time to stand up and be counted. And there is a time to take the banner and hold it fly. There is a time to fight, but not all the time. See, we can be so hard-nosed over an issue, we lose our effectiveness and we become angry people because someone disagrees with me or because I disagree with you or you said, oh, I'm angry. I mean, what's wrong with you? See how angry comes? Our needs are not met. Rodney Dangerfield. My worth, Tommy Smothers. Joseph McCarthy, I'm committed against communism. So am I, but man, I'm just not blasting everybody. See? So here we have anger. And all the multi-flavors that it shows up in your life and in my life. How do we handle anger? That's what the issue is. That's what Jesus is talking about. How do you handle anger? Because all of us have plenty of it. Not just those of us who shout. Also those who whisper. How do you handle it? One way is through suppression. You just pack it in. I'm not angry. We just suppress it, and we pack it in, and we suppress it, and we pack it in, and look out, there's going to be an earthquake one day. It may not be expressed verbally, but it will be expressed one way or another. We pack all and deny anger is a deadly path to take in dealing with those things that upset us. Also, there's active aggression. That's the way some of us handle anger. I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't care what. I'm going to come. You listen. I'm going to get this out of myself. I have to say. I didn't mean to embarrass anybody. Active aggression. I take my anger out, boom, boy, I'm over with it. Yeah, but I've left bodies everywhere. And you have to live with me. Active aggression. I don't think that's a good way to handle anger, do you? Another way is passive aggression. A lot of times two angry people get married. One is the active aggressor and one's the passive aggressor. The passive aggressor just gets quiet, sweet, syrupy sweet, kind to a fault, abused. They just may quit cooperating, quit listening. I don't know, just may bail out. There is a passive aggression. Now, these three ways of anger, they'll not get you anywhere. But there's another couple of ways. The fourth way is you can speak the truth in love. In other words, the right time, the right place, the right moment, you take a deep breath and you just say, let me say something to you. And please listen, I can be wrong. Speak the truth in love. Now, if they won't hear that, no other way will work either. At least you can deal with your anger in this way and let it out. Speak the truth in love. The other thing you can do, just drop it. I know a lot of people who've gone through a bad marriage and they've gone through a problem with children, and they just carry it around all their life. They go through life limping. You know, I had a divorce. I was treated so wrong, and there's so much anger. Just say, God, help me to let it go. I was fired back there, and that guy, I mean, that one. Just drop it. You either speak the truth in love, or you just drop it. That's how you deal with anger. Now, let's understand something. We can blame anger on other people. We can blame it on wives and husbands and children and environment and bad luck and the world and the times in which we live and mama and daddy and a friend. We can blame anger on all things in the world, but most of the things that happen to us or don't happen to us that lead us to be angry individuals, but because we made poisonous choices. Did you get that? We make poisonous choices. And we continually do that, we are just setting ourselves up for more anger. I think of a guy who said he was married for 6 months and he got divorced. He's married again for 7 years and she left him because he had an affair. He's engaged now in pornography and the nightclub life. And he says, no, I got to get my life together. The world is just giving me a bad deal. I'm mad at everybody. A part of his problem, he's made a lot of bad choices. See it? A lot of our anger is self-inflicted. So how do you handle it? What do you do with it? We could spend a long time on this. I can tell we have gotten quiet enough that God might be doing something. Let me suggest something to you. Close your eyes. I want to just read to you some verses from the Bible. And I want you to pray these verses inside your heart and your life as I read them with your eyes closed. James chapter 1, verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. To thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk end the year strong, Dr. Young wants to send you a special CD series called Overcoming Pain in Your Life. In these 7 insightful messages, he shares proven truth about how painful emotions like anxiety, depression, loneliness, and resentment can actually draw you close to God. Find out how in Overcoming Pain in Your Life and call with your donation and request your copy today. call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And there's more proven truth ahead about letting go of anger. Stay with us. We're back on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our new website to catch up on messages in this series you may have missed at winningwalk.org. You'll find this month's series called The Best of The Winning Walk, Volumes 1 and 2, and other resources as well to give you a fresh new perspective on your relationship with Christ. Again, that's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at Winning Walk. For daily encouragement on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now let's listen to more proven truth about letting go of anger.
The best passage you can find on anger is Ephesians chapter number 4. Listen to it. Verse 26, be angry and yet do not sin. In other words, if somebody is never angry about anything, you don't have any conviction about anything. There's a time to be angry. You can be angry and not sin. But having said that, Paul says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, when you get angry, you have a problem with someone, deal with it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it grow. It says, do not give the devil an opportunity. Then verse 29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, you're meeting their needs, that it may give grace to those who hear. Then verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Now, with your heads bowed, I want you to pray this verse as I have prayed it this week. Be kind to one another. Would you pray and ask God to help you to be kind to people? Your wife, your husband, your children, those you work with, your neighbors. Just say, Lord, I want to be kind to people. Show me how to be kind. And then the next one, tenderhearted. Do we get too professional, too cold, too indifferent? Would you pray, Lord, help me to be more tenderhearted? Forgiving each other. Lord, help me to be more forgiving. Can you pray that? Lord, help me to reach out and forgive old wounds that I've carried around, old grudges that I've carried around. Lord, I just reach out. Give me the power by your grace in Christ to forgive. And then it says, forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Thank him for forgiving you. Pray this scripture, Ephesians 4:32. Deal with the anger that's in your life, that's in my life. It's a big time problem for most of us. Deal with it biblically. If we do not deal with anger, we will destroy the bridge upon which one day we will have to walk. If we do not deal with anger, my brother and my sister, will destroy the bridge upon which one day we will have to walk.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember, Dr. Young wants to send you a special CD series called Overcoming Pain in Your Life to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk end the year strong. In these 7 insightful messages, he shares proven truth about how painful emotions like doubt, jealousy, even anger can actually draw you closer to God. Find out how when you call with your donation and request your copy of Overcoming Pain in Your Life. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now for Dr. Ed Young, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Please tune in again Friday when we begin a new message, Keys to the Promises of God. It's more proven truth from God's Word, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.